엄마.
Bizning xalqaro ekanini hisobga olsak, Yevropadan ham Afg'oniston tomon aynan O'zbekiston orqali o'tayotgan sayyohlarni uchratdik. Mana hozir Farida opa, opa deyman, ularni ona yurtlariga, Afg'onistonga, Afg'oniston shimoliga ketayotgan ekanlar, Termiz orqali Mozori Sharifdan. How often do you do this travel?
In my life it's about 5 or 6 times that I'm traveling from this way.
Wow, and yeah. And how long has that been? Like, when was your first travel through this border?
Yeah, last year.
Last year. Yeah. So you have traveled through this for 6 times already?
About six
wow.
times.
That's quite a frequent travel.
But I travel a lot from the other sides. Because you may know that in Afghanistan, we don't have direct flight from Afghanistan to other countries like Europe or America or Canada. We have to travel from Turkey.
From Turkey,
Turkey to other countries or from Uzbekistan.
So this is a good route then for you?
I found this is cheaper. Tashkent Termiz is, if we fly by flight, it is maybe 1 hour or less than that. But I never fly from Tashkent to Termiz. I want to enjoy by
the ride? Really? Only 8 hours?
Ten hours.
10 hours?
Yeah, 10 hours just... and enjoying and driving. I prefer road traveling.
And how much does it cost you, the travel through Uzbekistan?
In dollars? In dollars, about $25 per person, I think.
So transiting Uzbekistan for $25, well, that's quite cheap for a European.
from Termiz to Tashkent only.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but from Tashkent to Frankfurt, it costed 2-way, 600, 700, it depends on the time. Sometimes it's 700, sometimes it's 800 USD.
So you have obviously crossed many borders in your life. What it is like to cross this post? Because for a long time, you know, Uzbekistan was considered a closed country, border situation, especially, you know, customs and border security was a sensitive topic.
Yes. Border security, I found this is very nice, very good. But it's boring for the passengers, especially when we are standing here for many hours, because I'm sure that their scanner is not good, not working good, because when the bag or the luggage is scanned, no need to open and
But they check it.
Yeah, they check it again. That's why it is boring for me, but because of this is cheap and this is nice country, nice people, I prefer this. From Turkish, it is only 8 or 9 hours from Afghanistan to Germany. The cost is very high, but this is very easy for the passengers. You don't need just a scan.
Uh-huh.
That's why sometimes I ask, why you are a scanner? You should improve your scanner. It is not good for the passengers. You're waiting here for 2 hours sometime.
And there is nothing here in the post? Do you have water, coffee maybe?
We don't have water, we don't have coffee here. And also sometimes I propose them, even we need them. Please purchase some. Provide this, what do you call it?
The carts.
Yeah.
I see. But otherwise, the attitude, the professionalism, everything else is good?
Everything is nice. Everything is good. Mm-hmm. As soon as I arrived here, I feel I'm freedom. I'm a human. No one touch me like this. I don't like burqa, but I use.
So you cross the border.
Once
you get to Afghanistan, then you have to cover your head.
At least 50% I cover. Mm-hmm. It's okay for our people. Yeah.
What is the difference between them and here in terms of, let's say, service?
For the service, I think this is a big difference.
There's a big difference.
Come here, Afghanistan, with other countries. They are
so things are quite bad still.
But here, Afghanistan borders, they have a lot of problems.
So you go to Mazar-e-Sharif, and how would you describe the situation there? Is it peaceful enough for travelers like you?
For me, for this time, when I want to visit my mother, I have to accept everything. But even as soon as I take to the taxi, I think something may happen. In terms of security.
So you have to worry.
I have to worry. I have to accept because I have to visit my mother, my sister, my family.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Have a safe travel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're traveling light.
This is our first time that jury and this, we are actually, there is no problem in the border upcoming in this. So we are pleasure to visit over there. In Uzbekistan.
It's my first time that I crossed the border of Uzbekistan and between Afghanistan and Uzbekistan. So there was no problem and no borderings, no issues.
What is the difference between there and here? Because you crossed the Afghan border first, right? And then you come to this post. Is there any difference there and here?
No difference, but
here we can see some security and each and everything clean and so as you know that in our country there are several war happened in the past, so day by day it is developed, but now it's okay.
So you clearly see a better service here.
We are very happy. Their service, their responsibility is very good.
Does it take you to get from your destination to, let's say, to all the way to Uzbekistan? You're traveling from Kabul or?
Actually, we are traveling from Kabul, and then we stay in Mazar-e-Sharif, and there is our friends, and then now we don't know how much the distance of Uzbekistan, and so this is our first time that we are visiting over there.
So this is your first time?
Just come for tourists.
So you want to see Uzbekistan?
Want to see Uzbekistan.
Any specific interest?
Just only for tours.
And what do you do in Afghanistan?
We're doing our own business.
You're basically businessmen,
entrepreneurs. Yeah, we are entrepreneurs. And we are also enjoying over there, and we are marketing over there, that what kind business we can start over there, or we are import and export like this. And so we are seeing that what...
It will be a tourist tour for us. Meantime, for business, we can see how can arrange a business here.
Where did you obtain your visa?
From Mazar-e-Sharif.
So from the Uzbek consulate?
Yes.
How much does it cost?
$50 per visa,
And how long did it take you to get that visa?
In a day.
In a day.
Easy. No problem.
$50.
Yeah, and $50 is the urgent visa. Mm-hmm.
And from Termez, are you traveling by air or are you driving?
No,
to wherever you want to go.
No, we are just joining by car or by train. Yeah, and after that, if possible, we are joining an aeroplane as well.
هر منمزلا بر کلام شورده اش میشورده امسال گفتم از یک جور تبرت میمتم از سمرخندان آلام از ارگتم مایز نخود نخود تو دیارت نمانگندان شده دیارت اید که زمز اول دیم
دیمی ترکشیلیک سیزده شویرده اوز اینگیز قیس تاماندن سیزده افغانستان یا که اوزبیکستان
اوزم به حسل تورس قلاصاندن با
خرالی خواهیل
شوی شورده سکیز بوله شورده بر کلام از شورده قلام از آزر من یولرده بیمالا بارش کلش امدلی پرزنتمز yo'llarni ochgan hamma joyda shunday
boshqa chegaralardan ham o'tib turasiz demak bizni hayron qoldirgan narsa mana hozir so'radim bu yerdagi post xodimlaridan bojxona xizmati chegara xavfsizligi xizmati aynan afg'oniston o'zbekiston chegarasi uchun qandaydir bir favqulodda qoidalar bormi maxsus tartib bormi desam yo'q xuddi boshqa chegaralardagi tartib shu yerda ham joriy qilingan deyishdi farqini sezasizmi lekin siz
hozir oldinam zo'r edi hozir ham zo'r bo'lgan
ya'ni o'sha tartib
o'sha yaxshi zo'r bo'lganlar tartiblardan zo'r mana parklanlardan tamojdaga
muomala yaxshi chegarada
hammasi
siz masalan qozog'iston fuqarosimisiz
hozir
yoki qozog'iston pasporti bilan siz bemalol afg'oniston o'zbekiston orasida
borib kelib yuramiz
faoliyat yuritib yuribsiz
faoliyat yuritib turibmiz
endi tirikchilik qilish mumkinmi shu chegara orqali
ha
sizga o'xshaganlar ko'pmi
yo'q ko'p odamlar ko'p مثلا شورد بیزنس نوش یابد من آذر کراس خوب یانگلیک لبولد و از گرش لکیگان آذر همه چیتل دانن کلی یابد خصوصا آقون سامدان بیزنس مایل کلی یابد بیاکتش باشلن یابد
mana hozir bizga aytishyapti afg'on konsuli bilan gaplashdik orada bordi keldi anchagina tijorat oshib boryapti ko'plab afg'onlar Termizga kelib sarmoya qilyapti deb Balxda deylik chegaraning narigi tomonida tirikchilik shunchalik yaxshimi ya'ni afg'onlar bu yoqqa kelib sarmoya qila oladimi hozir
qilolyapti hozir qilolyapti
narx-navo qanaqa u tomonda masalan agar bir qiyoslaydigan bo'lsak
bu yoqda arzon buyoqda arzon o'zbekistonda buyoqda ko'rganimizdan ko'ra buyoqda arzon chunki buyoqda bir sharoit biroz qiyin afg'onistonda misol biznes qilish va boshqa shundan hozir bismillah buyoqda kelyapti o'zbekistonda biznesini shu yerdan boshlanyapti
hozir mana o'zbek so'mi bilan afg'on pulini farqi qancha
farqi misol buyoqda $100 afg'onda maydalasak 7,5 million afg'oni bo'ladi afg'onchada pullar
afg'oniy bo'ladi
afg'on 7,5 million afg'oni bo'ladi bu yoqda o'zbekistonda $100 maydalasangiz 850 000 bo'ladi
va nima qila olasiz masalan $100 u tomonda hozir
bu yoqda $100 misolan uncha misol uydagi gapni aytsak xarajat chiqadi shunday
o'rtacha oylik qancha hozir mana Balxni oladigan bo'lsak
bu yoqda oylik har xil oylik bor $200 boshlanadi $2,000 oylik bor har kim misolan начальник бор начальник опер бор shunday xazainda shunday misolan bu yoqdan mana shunday misolan fermada ishlasangiz yo boshqa joyda davlat ishida ishlasangiz har xil
deyarli bu yerda ham $150-$200
$200 oshiq
surxondaryoda masalan
surxondaryoda misolan $200 shuncha atroflarda $200-$300 bu yoqda uncha to'g'risi oylikni
mana ikki davlat orasida yurgan ekansiz judayam qiziq qanchalik odamlar hozir ogoh ikki davlatdagi vaziyatdan bu yerdagi hayotdan chunki mana o'zim ham o'zbekistonda katta bo'lganman va afg'onistonni juda olis yurt deb hisoblar edik vaholanki narigi yurt narigi mamlakat tutash davlat
hozir bu yoqda yashash zo'r misolan hozir hamma o'zbekiston deyapti o'zbekistonda kelyapti chunki chet tillardan ham kelyapti nima qilsak turkiyadan boshqa tojikistondan yo qozog'istondan hamma hozir shu o'zbekistonda deyapti shuni hozir zo'r bo'lgan
demak mana sizga o'xshagan yoshlar xursand bu yerdagi vaziyatdan
xursand
yaxshi mana hozir mehmonlarni olib kelayotgan ekansiz qancha vaqt ketadi sizga deylik o'sha afg'onistonning narigi deylik biror bir shahridan masalan toshkentga yetib olguncha
hozir misol bilan kobuldan kelgan samolyotda kecha kobulda edi bizlar kecha mehmon edi misol ertalab bu yerdan balxda shu yerda 75 km keladi man soat 11:30 kelgandi Bayağı son agar nima qilsak, abet paytda boshqan bo'ladi. Shunda vaqt ko'p ketadi. Keyincha peshkom bo'lsa, peshkom keladi, taksi bo'lsa, mashina bo'lsa, mashinada keladi. Shunday vaqt ketadi. Misol berdim, bu yoqdan qaysi nimada, masalan, tamojnada uncha yaxshi zo'r muammolari zo'r. Bu yoqdan kelsak, odam bo'lmasa, 5-5 uzoq 10 uni. Ular ham bari ishni qiladi. Davlat ishini qiladi. Masalan, dasmo turib yo boshqa. Uncha nimasi yo'q. Zo'r hozir yaxshi.
Yana agar chegaraga qaytsak, qancha vaqtda o'tib olasiz mana O'zbekiston chegarasidan?
Agar odam bo'lmasa, uzog'i top bir pechatmaycha bir 10 minut vaqt olib ketadi.
10 minutgina.
Shu dasmo turib
yuklar bilan ham.
Yuklar bilan. Yuklar masalan ko'p bo'ladi, sumka ko'p bo'ladi. Shunday vaqt ko'p olib ketadi. Yarim soatdan bo'ladi bu payt. Xo'p. Yo kompyuter ishlamaydi, yo boshqa ishlamaydi, yo bet bo'ladi shunga.
Bu yerda kim bilan gaplashmaylik va asosan Afg'onistonga kirib chiqayotganlar bilan muloqot qildik. Ular vaziyatdan rozi ekanini aytmoqda. Ya'ni ularning bizga bayon qilishchi o'tgan 2 yil ichida chegaradan o'tish osonlashgan, muomala, professional munosabat joyida degan gaplarni eshityapmiz. Endi Termizda o'tgan yili Afg'onistonning konsulligi ochilgan, diplomatik vakolatxonasi. Tasavvur qiling, yillar davomida mana shunday bir diplomatik idora bu yerda bo'lmagan va holanki O'zbekiston deylik Afg'oniston bilan yaqin qo'shni, to'g'ri 155 kilometr unchalik uzoq masofa bo'lmasligi mumkin. Masalan, Qozog'iston bilan 2,5 ming kilometrga yaqin chegaraga ega O'zbekiston, O'zbekistonning qo'shnilar bilan eng yaqin chegarasi. Biz hozir turgan joy esa O'zbekistonning eng qisqa chegarasi. Lekin Afg'oniston global siyosatning ichida turgan, uning markazida turgan dunyoning eng qaynoq nuqtalaridan biri va O'zbekistonning xalqaro hamjamiyat bilan, xususan G'arb bilan va xususan Qo'shma Shtatlar bilan aloqalari mana shu davlat bilan chambarchas bog'liq. Agar o'tgan deylik o'sha 20 yilni tahlil qiladigan bo'lsak, 2001-yilning 11 sentyabridan keyin dunyodagi o'sha jahon siyosati charxpalagi qay tomon aylanganini hisobga olsak va o'shandan keyin O'zbekiston va Amerika, Toshkent va Vashington orasidagi munosabatlar qanchalik avj olganini, undan keyingi tarixiy voqealarni agar sarhisob qiladigan bo'lsak, mana shu chegara katta bir rol o'ynab kelayotgan nuqta. Albatta, bu yerga kelish uchun biz maxsus ruxsat oldik xavfsizlik organlaridan, xususan chegara xavfsizligi xizmatidan va bizga yaxshigina tushuntirishdi, nimani suratga olish mumkin, nimani tasvirga tushirish mumkin emas deb. Men o'zim bu chegarada deyarli o'sha Hayraton shahri yaqiniga Do'stlik ko'prigiga borib, piyoda aylanib chiqdim, lekin u yerlarni tasvirga olishga bizga ruxsat berishmadi. Lekin chegara postida, masalan, bojxona xizmat qanday ishlayotganini yaqindan kuzatishga muvaffaq bo'ldik. Esingizda bo'lsa, biz sizga yillar davomida shimoliy ta'minot tizimi degan xalqaro bir sistema haqida hikoya qilib kelganmiz. Bu tizim orqali Qo'shma Shtatlar Afg'onistondagi qo'shinlariga noharbiy yuk o'tkazar edi. Bu juda katta bir hamkorlik bo'lgan, bir necha davlatni qamragan, xususan Markaziy Osiyoning har bir davlati qatnashgan va O'zbekiston unda muhim rol o'ynagan. Shimoliy ta'minot tizimi hamon ishlaydi, chunki bilasiz, Amerika hamon Afg'onistonda o'z kuchlariga ega minglab sonda. Bu yerda deylik, bir paytlar Amerikaning harbiy bazasi bo'lgan, biz turgan joyda NATO o'zining havo bazasiga ega bo'lgan. NATO bazasi 2016-yilda o'z ishini to'xtatdi. Qo'shma Shtatlarning harbiy bazasi esa Xonobod. U 2005-yilning yozida o'z faoliyatini tugatib, o'sha paytda deylik, Islom Karimov ma'muriyati talabi bilan tark etdi bu sarhadlarni, lekin harbiy hamkorlik tinmagan va hozir qayd etganimdek, harbiy hamkorlik mana shu chegara bilan chambarchas bog'liq bo'lgan. Biz hozir chegara hududini kezganimizda, chegara xavfsizligi xizmatchilari bilan muloqot qilganimizda, bojxona xizmati xodimlari bilan muloqot qilganimizda, albatta ular endi o'tgan 30 yillik tarixni sarhisob qilishmaydi. Ular uchun xizmat bu xizmat, disiplina, tartib bu tartib. Lekin men masalan bu jarayonlarni uzoq yillardan beri yoritib yurgan bir mutaxassis sifatida tarix bilan bog'layverdim har bir narsani. Albatta bu xodimlar bilan biz kamera oldida suhbatlashmadik, lekin kamera ortida ular menga aytib berishlaricha, o'tgan 2 yildan beri bir favqulodda vaziyatlar bu yerda kuzatilmagan. To'g'ri, qandaydir bir kutilmagan holatlar bo'lib turadi, lekin umuman olganda chegara tinch degan gapni eshitdik. Shu savolni men Afg'onistonning mana Termizdagi konsuliga ham berdim, Sangin Sekandariga, va u ham aytdiki, hozirgi kelib bu yerda qandaydir bir notinch holat hukmron, yoki O'zbekiston va Afg'oniston chegarasi qandaydir bir xavotirli hudud deb ta'riflanishiga hech bir asos yo'q. Bilamiz, yuzlab afg'onlar kirib chiqmoqda, kuniga 200-250 Afg'oniston fuqarolari haqida gapiryapman va umuman olganda deylik, xalqaro sayyohlar, o'zbekistonliklar, Markaziy Osiyodan chiqqan boshqa fuqarolar Afg'oniston va O'zbekiston orasida kirib chiqib yuribdi va ular kuniga ko'pi bilan 1000 ni tashkil etayotgan ekan. Biz mana afg'onlardan so'radik, viza qancha deb. Mozori Sharifda O'zbekistonning konsulligi bor, O'zbekiston Tashqi ishlar vazirligining Termizda o'z idorasi bor va Afg'onistondan O'zbekistonga viza olish $50 tushar ekan va mana hozir biz qayta-qayta so'radik, sayyohlar deylik, afg'onlar O'zbekistonga kirish uchun 10-15 minut vaqt sarflayapmiz deyishyapti, lekin yuk ham kiradi bu yerdan va yuk o'tkazish albatta uzoqroq vaqt oladi, lekin xuddi boshqa chegaralarda bo'lgani kabi siz O'zbekistondan $5000 qiymatiga teng mahsulot olib chiqib ketishingiz mumkin, O'zbekistonga esa $300 qiymatga ega mahsulotnigina olib kirishingiz mumkin va u 40 kilogramdan oshmasligi kerak. Ya'ni biz xuddi shu talabni, mana shunday tartibni boshqa chegaralarda ham ko'rdik. Ya'ni aynan Afg'oniston uchun o'ziga xos biror bir boshqa tartib o'rnatilmagan. Bu yer juda ham sokin. Chunki biz mana Qozog'iston bilan chegaraga bordik, u yerdan kuniga 25-30 ming odam kirib chiqishi mumkin, lekin bu yerda unga guvoh bo'lmadik. Ochig'i yo'lovchilar bilan gaplashish uchun ularni kutishga majbur bo'ldik. Lekin bu o'ziga xos taassurot, ko'plab jurnalistlar albatta bu yerlarga yaqinlasha olmagan. Mana endi O'zbekistonga astalik bilan xorijiy axborot vositalari kirib kelar ekan, mana shunday chegaralar, strategik deylik hududlarga ham ular deylik men singari jurnalistlar kelishni boshlaydi. Termizda umuman bir boshqacha manzara. Boshida aytganimdek, bu yerga kelib siz Afg'onistonga naqadar yaqinligingizni faqatgina odamlarga qarab, balki afg'onlarni ko'ribgina his qilasiz. Ya'ni urush maydoni u hali ham bor, bu qadar yaqinligini tushunib yetish oson emas. Narigi tomon, demak, mana shu hozir birinchi tekshiruv punktidan o'tasiz, undan keyingi punktga borasiz, undan keyingi punkt va 3-chi punktdan o'tganingizdan keyin 1 kilometrcha yurib, deylik, o'sha do'stlik ko'prigini bosib o'tib 800 metrlik Xayraton shahriga kirasiz, Balx viloyatining, va undan keyin u yog'iga, masalan, Mozori Sharifgacha bo'lsa 30 kilometrlik yo'l. Toshkentdan biz bu yerga 1 soat ham ketmadi, samolyotda uchib keldik, lekin qaytishni mashinada qilamiz, ya'ni haydab boramiz. Toshkentgacha 8-10 soatlik yo'l. Toshkentdan Termizga har kuni reys yo'q, dushanba kunlari bor ekan, seshanba, payshanba va shanba, yakshanba. Lekin qaytish bir kunda mumkin emas. Ya'ni bugun biz qaytib ketmoqchi edik, buning ilojisi yo'q. Bugun kelgan ertalabki reys 1 soatdan keyin Toshkentga qaytadi. Ya'ni mana shunday deylik, bir strategik hududga kelib ketish ochig'i O'zbekiston poytaxtidan samolyotda ancha qiyin. Lekin biz mana sayyohlar bilan gaplashganimizda, ular biz mashinada yuribmiz, chunki bahonada O'zbekiston bilan tanishyapmiz deyishyapti. Bu nimadan dalolat beradi? Bu degani, demak, mana shu yo'lovchilarning talabini qondiradigan infrastruktura kerak O'zbekistonga va mana shu infrastrukturani qurish uchun hozir xorijdan sarmoya kirib kelmoqda degan gaplarni eshityapmiz. Men hozir xalqaro maydondagi katta-katta loyihalar haqida gaplashmoqchi emasman, lekin O'zbekiston qo'shilgan bosh suqqan, hissa qo'shmoqchi bo'lgan har bir katta tijoriy loyiha, hamkorlik, mintaqaviy mana shu hudud bilan chambarchas bog'liq. Mana shu, deylik, o'sha 155 kilometrlik Afg'oniston bilan tutashgan hudud bilan bog'liq. Hikoyalarimizni davom ettiramiz O'zbekistonning boshqa hududlaridan. Bizni kuzatib boryapsiz degan umiddaman. Hozirgacha, demak, Qozog'iston va O'zbekiston chegarasida bo'ldik, Qirg'iziston va O'zbekiston chegarasida bo'ldik, Tojikiston va O'zbekiston chegarasida bo'ldik va har yerda o'ziga xos va o'xshash manzaraga guvoh bo'ldik. Yo'lovchilardan turli munosabatlar va fikrlarni eshitdik. YouTube kanalimizda tomosha qiling, ijtimoiy tarmoqlarda va albatta amerikaovozi.com saytida. Termizdan, Afg'oniston, O'zbekiston chegarasidan men Navbahor Imomova. Omon bo'ling.